Today I'm going to be speaking about blood. Blood, that life-giving fluid that flows through the body of every living creature. God told Noah, said the life is in the blood, Noah. Don't eat the blood of these animals, because the life is in the blood. I want you to have the life of God in you. Listen to what Jesus said about this life-giving blood. Except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink of his blood, you have no life in you. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwells in me, and I in him. Oh, what a thought! The life of Christ being in us. Jesus said, if you don't do it, you have no life. If my blood, my spiritual blood, does not dwell in you, you have no life. But now, I'd like to ask the question, is this doctrine of the blood something that is new? Is this doctrine of the blood a new doctrine? I think not. Listen to what Paul said in Hebrews chapter 9. He says, the first covenant had also ordinances of divine service, which stood only in meat and drinks and divers washings and carnal ordinances imposed on them until the time of Reformation. In fact, Paul goes on to say, almost all things are by the law purged with blood. Purged with blood, the cleansing power of blood. And then Paul goes on to ask this question, for if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean, if it sanctified to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, how much more shall it purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Paul, in his letter to the Corinthians, said, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins even. And in the letter to the Colossians, he says, having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things to himself. God has made peace through his blood. Peter called it the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Paul told the elders at the church at Ephesus, take heed therefore yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers to feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his blood. Jesus purchased the church with his blood. Sometimes I wonder, has something of the metaphor of the blood of Christ been lost over the centuries? Has the intent and the meaning of the symbol evaporated? We often focus on the blood that was shed, but does not the sacraments center also on blood shed? When the Lord was in the upper room the night before his crucifixion, he poured wine into a cup and he gave it to his disciples. And he said, this is my blood. Blood. Let's look at blood for just a few minutes. Blood is not only the cause of life in general, but it's also the cause of a longer life or shorter life. Blood is the first to live and the last to die. Blood feeds and sustains every cell in the body. When blood seeps away, life fails. I'm going to stop the lesson right here. This is the first of several lessons I'm going to be teaching on the blood of Jesus Christ and what the blood can do for you and I as a born-again believer. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.